If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Y'all need to see the dancing going on in here. Everybody doing a butt. All right, let me join. There you go. I'm trying to twerk. It ain't working.
What is that you doing, man? I don't know. That is not the butt.
I don't know
what we call it. I don't know what that was. Oh. Yeah.
Now you can get me on the dance floor. Come on, bring it
Oh, my.
Back.
No, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Boy, kind of rainy, stormy coming in coming in from the west. But inside here, nine floors up in the Kia Studios, we're moving, and Greg is doing the butt.
Y'all
can see that. Now he's moonwalking. We got chairs flying all over the place around here. Glad you're with us.
Dance floor when I get out.
It's the top of the hour, man. Come on here.
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out there.
Doing the butt.
You fans. And Connolly.
And Connolly, yeah, man.
Connolly, man. You know what you know about Connolly.
I know about Connolly, man. That's right there. You talked about Hapeville earlier. You ride off from Hapeville. Before you get into Clayton, it's the cab. It's right there in that little corner, right there by the airport. You just got it going today. Look
well,
at
she put that song on.
Yeah, it does it, doesn't it?
I want you an honest answer for me.
Yeah.
When's the last time you hit any dance floor?
Hit?
Yeah, I mean, got up out your chair, whether it was you or with somebody else, got on the dance floor at an event, wedding, party.
I had an event where I danced. I didn't really get on the dance floor, but I danced. It's something like it was several months ago, but not on a dance floor.
Oh, you've done it in the last year?
But just some music came on and you just started dancing. You had an event, the band was playing, and you just felt like it.
I was dancing up there at the home my father was at.
Okay.
We put some music. We were up there once for some event, and anyways, music came on, and I just started acting a fool. Can I clean something up before?
We'll allow you to do that. Go ahead, man.
I misspoke a little bit when I was talking about the cruise lines earlier. Mickey Aronson, who's the son of Ted Aronson, he's the guy who owned Norwegian Cruise Lines when I was there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And then Mickey, his son, like this guy left NCL, Ted, the old man. He left and then went over and took over Carnival. And then his son came up, and that's Mickey.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Anyway, I just want to make sure I got that right. So it was Ted Aronson who was the owner of NCL, but his son was there too. But the whole family moved over and took over Carnival. There you go. Megan L. Hall will be joining us in a little bit here. I wonder if she's been on the dance floor lately.
She may be. You know, we will ask her about that, right?
All right. Well, which one of these teams is going to make you smile the most if they win it all? I won't say get up and dance. Women's side or men's side? South Carolina does it again? Well, it kind of some will say that's, she's got Geno's number, right? Geno only lost one final in his 12 appearances, and it was to Dawn.
Yeah.
And so she knows what's in the secret sauce. Is it them, or is it Calvin Sampson getting that first one?
Yeah.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Real even though I picked Florida, that'd be a nice one, so. Just saying it. All right, 7 o'clock. It's
not only would it be Sampson, but it would get Houston over the hump. Remember, they got there twice back in the Five Slammer Jammer days, but didn't win it.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Anyway, the floor is yours, Mr.
Okay, Crenshaw. Let's go. Let's go because we're going to get ready for Megan Hall.
Yeah.
Atlanta United playing at home amongst all the – just all the massive of humanity that was in downtown Atlanta all day yesterday for a number of reasons. They in the evening, they went to see Atlanta United, and they played to a 1-1 draw. But we did get a great call from Mike Conte.
Action at the goal to our right. Almiron against Paz. Miguel standing to the right of the ball with hands on hips. He's up to it. He strikes it. Score! Miguel Almiron from the penalty spot. He has scored in back-to-back matches for Atlanta United. And they are up 1-0 in the 18th minute.
And that was good news.
Nice.
That was good news. But would it last? Nah. And so it ends up being a 1-1 draw as FC Dallas gets the equalizer. 1 point better than none. Oh, you had a chance to get your three. Afterwards, Coach Ronnie Dalla had these thoughts on his team and their continued progress.
We don't give away a lot. But they score on almost everything they get. And there's two big chances. They get two big chances when they first get it. So that's both. And we need to score more also when you see how much play we have and how much we are around the box. And that's... But that, I think that will come. You know, we have players that can do it.
So he says players that can do it. Obviously, they have players that can do it. And that's something everyone is hoping for. As time progresses with this team, we continue to see them moving in the right direction. That is our hope for Atlanta United. Of course, playing at home as well. So, you know, you want to see them get some things done. Great to see Miguel Almiron get that second goal. That was great to see for them as well. So we see what happens going forward. But they, next up is New England Revolution. And that is coming up, a 2:45 start next week here, next Saturday here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So they're home once again next week, checking out Atlanta United. All right, spring football is going on. We remind everybody that the games are going on next week. Georgia State has their spring game next Friday. That's at a 4 o'clock start. Next Saturday, Georgia Tech will play the gold and white game at 1 o'clock at Bobby Dodd Stadium. Meanwhile, it'll be G-Day in Athens, also starting at 1 o'clock. So, Mena, you want to see your spring football. It's happening around the area. Kennesaw State played their game yesterday, the first one with Coach Jerry Mack. And basically just, you know, he's new. There are some players that are new. He just wants people to get to know him and him coming in as being the new head coach and just getting a team that's going to be ready to be competitive in Conference USA. And that's the big thing he's trying to do. So, you know, the spring game is different things for different folks. For him, it's fact-finding. You know, he's new. He's getting to know the players that remain that were already there and then the ones that they brought in. This is year two at Georgia State. Certain things they'll be watching for over there with Dale McGee. But then places like Tech, you know, did you retain the players that you wanted off the team that got you to a bowl game last year? Do you want to keep that? And obviously at Georgia right now, there's a lot of mystery
sure
right
is.
Now at Georgia about what's going on. And Kirby Smart is not telling you a whole lot, as is what he does. And
but you
realize that you know there's talent.
Right.
Does the talent mean it's going to become the team? And obviously, you know, you're making this stew. And the stew ain't quite there yet. You know what I mean right now?
Well, aren't we in a different time where coaches got to watch what they say because of the portal?
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, also with the spring games, you watch who plays and who doesn't get to play. Because if you ain't playing in the spring game, man, you know, you weigh, right?
Yeah.
You just go ahead and throw your name in there because that's if you're not playing in the spring game. So there's a lot of other things to go along with that we watch and things that are said and not said this time of year. As
I want to ask you a question, yeah. But I don't want to interrupt your flow.
No, go ahead.
I'm curious if you, when you sit down, and I've never asked you this before,
mm-hmm.
but when this all started, NILs and the things that you speculated on what could possibly be or what we should look out for or how this is going to change, but none of us knew.
Right.
As
right.
we sit here right now in April of 2025, given the years that have passed, what's been the most surprising thing to you about this changing nature? Not just the NILs, it's everything thrown into a blender with college sports.
Yeah, it's always been the guys or women who were disgruntled about not playing that would leave. Now it's the ones that do play still leave. And I think that's the thing that kind of surprised you. You figure, okay, somebody's not getting the playing time. They're not getting the touches. They're not getting the runs. They're not, you know, getting the minutes consistently. It's not there. They feel like they can do better someplace else. Okay. Yeah, I get that. Some people don't want to be patient and wait for that opportunity. That was the key over at Alabama. Saban had people that wanted to wait. Mm-hmm. You know, they were willing to wait to be a part of a championship and do that because they felt like the payoff would be great in the end to do that. And then that's when he knew it was time to leave. When guys that played were saying, hey, coach, what you got for me? These folks got something else for me over here. I'm gone. That's the thing I think that has surprised me more, that people who are succeeding in places, high profile, you know, and they still, you know, they're able to be lured away.
You know what it is for me?
Yeah.
The elimination of the phrase college athletes. They should do this because they're college athletes. That I'm just saying, you don't hear that as much anymore as an argument as to why.
Or just the perception.
Exactly.
Right? Because exactly. We always hear now people like, don't yell at these guys because you bet money on them and your team loses.
That's a phrase that'll be introduced.
Right. That's part of it, right?
And they've made commercials about it, we've noticed.
Very much.
But the other argument, the other side of that argument, that phrase is gone.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, it's just kind of, you know, stays with me. It's like, man, I remember hearing that.
I remember when Turner merged with CBS to do college basketball, and Charles Barkley was going to be on there. And he says, well, Charles, you can't, these are college kids. You can't go in there and say, this kid sucks. You know, I can't say that.
Right.
No, I can't say that. I'll say he just had a bad game. You can say that. But, I mean, right. he can say whatever he wants to say about him, not the money they're getting, right? You know?
And, boy, did he change his tune. He came with politically correct, like, right there in front of him yesterday because he had to come on and comment after Auburn got eliminated.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen. This has been a really fun tournament. One of the more enjoyable ones I've seen in a while.
It really has. It's been great.
And people complain about the fact that they were all number ones. It's like, listen, they gave you the show that number ones should.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what you've gotten this time around.
Been talking about the men. You ready to talk about the ladies?
Let's do it.
Megan L. Hall, USA Today. She will be joining us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, Megan, you should be here this morning. We've been dancing and having all kinds of fun.
Sam, oh, yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is time to bring on Megan L. Hall. You hear this music. She got, listen, I think she's the last person to get walk-on music.
Really? She's the last one?
She earned it.
Yes, she did.
She did yeoman's work for us last year and has been great this year. And as we here are getting ready for the national championship game, we say good morning to her. And we've been dancing all morning. We really haven't. We had the butt earlier up here, and Noel was putting stuff on there, and I was looking forward to this when we introduced you. So how have you been? And how's life in Tampa, by the way?
It's hot. It's very hot. but I've been good. Exhausted, but good. It's a lot of action going on, a lot of good, you know, good things. Whole bunch of fans down here, which is awesome to see. I think they had 19,700 plus the other night for those games, and so it's been really awesome time.
Who have you turned the corner you didn't plan on bumping into, and all of a sudden you found yourself face-to-face looking at this particular person? You had one of those while you've been down there?
Yes. I had plenty of them, actually. I'd probably say the one that surprised me the most, I was trying to find my media seating for the South Carolina-Texas game, and I happened to stop right in front of ESPN's Holly Rowe, and she was trying to take a picture with a family, and she was like, excuse me, and she, you know, I was asking, she's like, do you mind taking a picture of us? Oh. And next thing I know, I've got a phone in my hand taking, you know, a little picture for her and this adorable family. So I was like, wow, all right.
Fantastic. See, that's what happens when you go to it. But you know what, Megan, that is the Final Four experience. You know, when you go there, you meet so many people, and some you expect to see, but it's some that you are surprised to see, especially now with the enthusiasm and the bright spotlight that has been on the women's game. What is it like to see that in person?
Oh, man, it's awesome. You know, we're sitting in our seats, and we're right in front of some fans. And, I mean, to hear these, especially the kiddos is really probably what just tugs at my heart. These kids are screaming at the top of their lungs for, you know, these players that are on the court. And it's just so awesome. We had a bunch of, you know, legends in the building as well. Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, Lisa Leslie, Sylvia Fowles. I mean, and, you know, crowds going, you know, absolutely bananas for them. And that's just really awesome to see. It's different from watching it on TV when you know an arena is loud, but being there in person, it just kind of hits different.
You know, Megan, I was thinking about this. Sam and I alluded to it not long ago, too, that the transformation of this tournament, how women's basketball was looked upon, and not just last year and what happened, but just over the last, well, think about how long you've been covering it. And when you walk into the arena or you get into Tampa this year and you think back to where it was to where it is right now, what kind of smile pops on your face?
Probably one that shows all of my teeth. you know, it's I don't know. It's something. It's almost, I would say, almost like, you know, bone chilling, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. It is. It's unbelievable the amount of hype that comes with these players. That comes with the staff, the coaching staff. It is an A1 experience. I think, you know, this is my first ever Final Four. And just being able to be here and see that all in person is fantastic. And I jokingly told my colleagues, I was like, I'm going to need earplugs today because it's been so loud in this arena between the Gamecock fans and the UConn fans. And now they're both, you know, of course, playing each other in a championship game. But yeah, I'm going to need some earplugs because I just know, you know, it's going to be super loud in that arena. And a lot of that is attributed to, you know, this growth. People are tapped in. They're buying, you know, every possible thing that they can think of. They're sewing in by buying these tickets, and they're watching the games. And I think, you know, the biggest takeaway I had probably had on Friday was it was long after the game was over, and there were still a couple of players, like, you know, coming around, and Breonna Stewart kind of walks by, right? This is a UConn legend, WNBA legend, right? she casually walks by. I mean, trying to go undetected. But some UConn fans saw her behind, Scooey. They're just going bananas. And she's casual, hi, and like keeps walking. And I'm like, that is greatness personified. This is someone who has four, you know, NCAA championships. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, she just walks by super casual. Like, she isn't one of the greatest to ever do it. So, you know, it's really cool.
Folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Megan L. Hall. She is in Tampa at the Women's Final Four. She's getting a dose of March Madness big time there as they get set for the championship game later today. And she is social. You can always find her at It's Megan L. Hall. It's Megan L. Hall. Thoughts about this matchup? They played during the regular season, and UConn just really went to town and had a big win in Columbia. But thoughts about this time around? What are you hearing and what are your observations having watched these two teams make their way to this championship game?
Yeah, I think the first thing that comes to mind is just respect. They have a lot of respect for each other. Obviously, you know, like you said, they're familiar with each other. They had this regular season matchup that was about 6 weeks ago, and Raven Johnson said it yesterday, hey, we're a different team since then. And so is UConn as well. UConn, as probably most people know by now, has been rolling. They are looking like a well-oiled machine on both ends of the ball. What they did the other night to UCLA is one of the wildest things I think I've ever seen in my entire time of calling, you know, covering basketball. They were just on fire from both ends. And a lot of it had to do with they were, you know, the attention to detail and getting to their spot and just being connected. And for the same thing for South Carolina, what they were able to do with Texas and, you know, frustrate them down the stretch. A lot of it was actually really impressive to witness in real time because South Carolina didn't start that game very well. I think Texas got up 12-4. And at that point, I was like, well, South Carolina, I don't know. Like, you got to pull this together, right? And then Raven Johnson unleashes this, like, bananas block on Rory Harmon. And it galvanized the team because from then on, they were locked in. Threes started falling. Everything starts happening. So for South Carolina, I think, you know, a lot of people probably were a little concerned for them because they had three games in a row right before this where it was tight. It's very, very tight. And people are used to South Carolina kind of blowing out teams. So for South Carolina, you know, I think they're going to have to come and bring their A game today. Because UConn is hungry. Paige Beckers is trying to leave, you know, with a championship before the WNBA draft and before she goes to the league. And for Gino, this would be, I think, championship number 12.
Yep.
And what's wild is the only other time he's been, you know, to a national championship and lost was to Dawn Staley.
Yep.
So it's a lot on the line today.
Megan L. Hall joining Sam and Greg here. She, of course, with USA Today for the win. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Give us your thoughts on the rumor that's going around, or as a rumor or not, but Gino gets the win. He lands on 12 victories, and even doesn't, he drops the mic and walks off into the sunset. What do you think?
I do not think Gino is retiring anytime soon. And you want to know why? I think Sarah Strong will keep we'll keep him going. The way we've seen him light up about talking about his players this week has been really special. Sarah Strong is one of the most incredible freshmen I think I've ever had the pleasure of watching. She's just so calm and poised. And this is just my personal opinion, but she reminds me so much of Maya Moore on a court. It is just incredible to have that kind of just poise at, you know, 18, 19 years old. And I think, you know, when you get a generational player like that, I think Sarah Strong is definitely trending towards that. I think, you know, as a coach, you want to stick around for that. You know, I wouldn't be shocked, I will say, in Gino retiring because, you know, the man's been doing it for so long. But I think he's got, you know, some players in his wheelhouse that could keep him going for a while.
Yeah, could. And I'm going to bring up someone you just mentioned, Maya Moore, who, of course, is from our area and played her high school basketball at Collins Hill before going on to UConn and winning championships and then going to the WNBA and winning championships. That's all she did. Glad to see her get the phone call. And I was telling Greg, you know, about her, how people remember her departure from playing. And there was still more left in the tank, at least we thought. So she left us kind of wanting more. What's your outlook on her as she gets this very special honor?
Yeah, you're right. I think everyone kind of gets those feelings again when they see Maya. They're like, come on, Maya, come lace them up again, right? Like, we'll come, we'll watch. But you know what? I think it ended in the way that she wanted it to. Mm-hmm. And now her legacy lives on, you know, for generations to come. It's been super awesome to get to see these women celebrated getting into the Hall of Fame. I think it was a no-brainer, right? In my opinion, I was like, oh, yeah, like, this is happening regardless. I think to see her down here in Tampa, you almost, you know, you feel like a little kid again. You're like, Maya! you know, it's just really, it's just, you know, you have to kind of stop yourself because you're like, oh my gosh, that's Maya Moore, right? And Maya is such a calm, you know, spirit. And I'm like, this woman was a bucket. Like, what? Like, you'd never be able to shut me up. If I could do the things that she did on the court, you know, you'd never be able to get me to stop talking. She's so calm, so down to earth. It's really awesome to be able to see her down here with Sue and with Sylvia. Yeah, just incredible to see three greats go into the Hall of Fame at once like that. And I just think it speaks to, you know, the level of talent in the women's game has always been there. So it's kind of full circle, right? They were, you know, essentially, you know, killing it on the court before now. Now you've got these young talents as well who are also going into the WNBA, and now you're shifting right into this new era. I saw a post, I think it was yesterday, that, you know, in the last year we've had Diana Taurasi, Elena Deladon, and Candace Parker all retire, and I was like, what is even happening here?
We're getting old. Streets, right? That's what's happening. We're getting old.
It just makes me think about that, you know, there's all these greats that are, you know, are now being celebrated. You know, of course, DT and Candace and EDD will also go into the Hall of Fame, you know, and here in the next couple of years. So it's just really awesome to see.
Awesome to see those passing through, but those who are on the way. And then those who are saying, you know what, with this NIL, I'm going to go back to college for another year while y'all get this money thing straightened out. Mm-hmm. Thoughts about that being a backstory of this tournament as well, the number of players who could go to the WNBA who's saying, you know what, I'm gonna stay in college for another year. To me, that's a story too.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what people got to realize is that, like, and I just want to dispel this off the top, because when you have your NIL money, right, like, it doesn't suddenly disappear when you go to the league, right? It just turns into an endorsement. So I think for players, like, yeah, stack your bag as much as possible, because yes, of course, you know, it's possible. It's very possible that when you go to league, you might not have as many, you know, deals and partnerships and those sorts of things, but they don't suddenly go away. So they're going to go with you. But I think it's really smart for players to decide, hey, maybe I'm not quite ready for, you know, the WNBA yet. I'm going to go back another year. I'm going to build my NIL bag. I think the thing there to think about is that you have a CBA coming up, the WNBA. So you're going to redo that CBA. The hope is that, you know, salaries will also increase, considering there's going to be a new media deal. So, yeah, I think it's a really smart decision. If you feel like, hey, I'm not ready yet, I'm going to stay and I'm going to, you know, keep going and build up, you know, my bag. Because here's the thing, like, the next couple of classes here are going to be phenomenal classes. And I apologize, guys, if you're going to hear, I'm outside on a porch, and so you're hearing me the lovely Tampa track.
She's sitting on Andy Griffith's front porch on Sunday morning.
No, no, this is. She's on the veranda.
I wanted to not wake up my colleague who's with me, so I came outside to chat with you guys. But yeah, you know, you're going to see a couple big classes here in the next couple of years. You know, obviously, if Olivia Miles comes out next year in 26, you get Olivia Miles, you get Blaje right in that class. 2027. You know, you're probably going to get Hannah Hidalgo, Juju Watkins, Michaela Williams. I mean, Audie Crooks, a bunch of folks in that, you know, in that class. So, yeah, by all means, go get your bag. I'm not mad at anybody, you know, wanting to get better before getting to the league.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
I know it.
So she can get, let her relax, enjoy Tampa a little bit, maybe hit Ybor City.
There you go.
You know, before.
She ain't going for no cigars or nothing.
No,
they got them over there.
They do. They just got to play. But after the game.
After the game.
Because it's a 3:30 tip, right?
Yeah, there we go.
So she after a game, put, you know, put everything down.
Get some Cuban food.
And then get over there. But I think she buried the lead.
Is it?
USA Today ain't giving her own room. She got a roommate there. we got to make a call. We got to get her another agent. USA got some pocket.
Oh,
got some money. Got to get her own room.
Oh, my gosh.
Stepping out on the veranda. Megan, as always, thank you. We will listen, this is just tip of the iceberg.
We got the draft coming up soon.
Draft and WNBA season. So thank you, as always, when you join us, and look forward to having you back.
For sure, for sure. And, yeah, I'm happy to talk to that. And I am going to the WNBA draft, so happy to chat with you guys there, too.
There you go. Megan O'Hall. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get her another
Thank
agent.
You.
You got a nice king size room there for her for what she's doing, everything. Please. Gonna get into these Braves. They got back home, had a nice win, their first one. Gotta wonder if today's matchup is gonna get played even because of the rain that's around the corner. Hopefully they'll get that in. But last night, so we'll talk about the Braves coming up. Also, the men's final set for tomorrow night. Tim Scarborough is gonna join us, who is in San Antonio. But up next, I'm gonna let you know about some money flying through the air. Yeah, there's a fresh casting call there. Despite what is being said about the industry here in this state, there are still projects, and as long as there's still projects being shot, I'm going to let you know how you guys can be a part of them. That is up next. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 6th day of April. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Want to let you know there's got some weather right around the corner, folks. So just know that whatever you got to get done outside, get it done early.
It's already up 75. If you're going up, you know, going toward Chattanooga, going up, it's already crossing into the state line. So just be careful. Looking a lot of rain, some high winds. Going to come in and maybe some thunder, some things. And
for the next day or so.
It's going to hang around for a day. And then after that, the temperature is going to drop. We're going to wake up about Tuesday, Wednesday morning. It's going to be in the 30s.
No, man. See, I put my sweaters away.
Dude, you're going to bring that thing back out.
I washed them and put them up
you're
on top.
You're going to bring them. You're going to go back there and get that thing because.
I'm going to get it. I got a bunch of them.
It's supposed to be
a little nippy?
For a couple of days.
All right.
Which you mentioned how that's going to affect down at Augusta. You're going to go out and play golf and you're expecting to be warm and balmy. And it's going to be, it may be a little chilly this week down there.
Oh, they're going to be some uncomfortable millionaires.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be uncomfortable. You know, you're going to put them sweaters, you're going to go out there and play, man. Only thing, you got to bring your British Open attire.
I was going to say, all them sponsors, they got all that wear for them.
So it won't be that bad. It won't be that bad.
They will be, they'll be okay. But you think this is the big news, though, with this weather? No. Folks, if you hadn't heard, before we get to the casting call and all the stuff I got to do here, it was announced. Mega Millions. The prices have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get a ticket for Mega Millions? No more $2. It goes up to $5.
What Fat Joe say? Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
It says it all right there.
Yep.
Actually, we're going to bring Noel if I get this stuff out of the way first. I got one of them birthdays that I've never had before, and I want to mention this, and this is, like I said, kind of crazy. On this day, turning a very, very old 88, but yet still part of the conversation, especially when we talk football a little bit, Billy D. Williams.
Oh, man.
We talk about Brian's song, right?
Yep.
Billy D. Williams' birthday today. You know who was born on the same day as Billy D. Williams?
Who's that?
Merle Haggard.
Whoa.
But okay. Hang on a second. Merle Haggard was born, and he also passed on his birthday. He died on this day.
Man.
At 79 years old. Yeah, there's folks who come and go on their birthday. That's messed up.
Yeah, it is, really.
Yeah, but it happened to Merle Haggard.
Man.
On this day. I know I brought everybody down, but
yeah, you did.
It is news for the day.
The way you handled that.
Yeah. You know,
it's all about the delivery.
His family, exactly, and his family would be happy that we acknowledged him. Like, they didn't say nothing bad about him. He came and, you know, left us on this day.
There you go.
And then we connect him with Billy D. Williams. I really know they'd be happy about that. Listen, 929thegame.com/casting call. You go there or you go on X and get cast with Greg, and you're going to see the list of job opportunities for this week. I talked about the Project Santa Maria. I feel like I should say that with some sort of accent, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Roselot Casting is doing a new project called Santa Maria.
Mm-hmm.
It's the John Madden story, or thereabouts.
Okay.
It's the project I told you that it makes you turn your head and make a Scooby-Doo noise because of the casting. Playing John Madden, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah. Like, ooh.
You know what
really?
I'm saying?
Really?
But whatever.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Roselot is looking for men with hairy faces. Big mustaches, beards. She even wrote down mutton chops.
Sideburns. And sideburns.
I was just about to say, this sounds real 70s.
Well, this is exactly. It's John Madden's time here with us, right? So he was coaching. And listen, there's a couple of football players that had them pork chop sideburns. It played on the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, now.
You know, I'm thinking that he was bald, but did he have something, Otis Sistrunk? Was it Otis? He was one.
He may have.
Who's the ghost? Who was the tight end who was the ghost on that team on them teams back then?
Dave Casper, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there were some characters on John Matuszak. You made a bunch of movies too.
Oh yeah, plenty of characters on that Raiders team. My goodness, man.
So again, Roselot Casting, looking for hairy faces, 18 years and over. This is gonna shoot, doesn't have an exact date, but they're gonna be filming this from May through July. So you got plenty of chances to submit for that one. Rose is also doing the DTF St. Louis movie, looking for fresh faces. Number of roles, officers, coroner, CSI, things like that. Doing The Good Daughter, which is another Roselot casting project. They're looking for hospital roles they got to fill. So you'll see all these there. Catrette Casting, that is the C of CL Casting. So while I just got through talking about Roselot, who's the L, Jamie Catrette is back, and she is doing a couple upcoming feature films. They're looking for a high school quarterback, Sam.
Okay. We got a few of them.
Well, you can't be high school age.
Okay.
You got to be at least 18.
Okay.
Right? But
okay.
They're looking for high school age.
Someone to play in high school.
Exactly. Okay. 18 to 26 years old. You got to have some football
experience.
When are
we shooting this?
Shoot this upcoming week. So you want to get submitted soon, next Thursday.
Mm.
You want to get your stuff in there. Also, moviegoers.
Okay.
Again, we talk about this. We're going to put you in a movie theater, act like you're watching a movie, and we're going to pay you for it.
Wow.
So that's also.
You get popcorn?
I would imagine you would.
I just want to make sure. If you're going to act like you're in a movie, act like you're watching, you got to have the popcorn, man.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
Now, they're also looking for, if this were you, would you, if you were in this age range, 21 to 29, you had a girlfriend, would you submit for this role? And they're looking for real couples who are comfortable kissing on camera.
Okay.
You good with that?
That ain't bad.
You get a $25 bump for kissing.
Okay.
So you get your pay for just being there.
But you're kissing then, somebody you know.
I said, real couples.
Right, you're right. Yeah, you ain't kissing nobody
match
you don't
up with
know.
Somebody.
There you go. Hey.
So this is going to be. And
that's
this is
all right.
And the best part about this is it's a night shoot. It's like an overnight shoot.
Yeah.
So this will be on the 17th of April. You'd be hanging out at night and then party with your honey. And So anyway, check that out. Extras Casting in Atlanta. Looking for those of you who want to be a part of a jail scene.
Whoa.
Central Casting is looking for a mom and a baby. Any ethnicity, boy or girl, 12 to 20 months old, and their mom. And mom. And this is for an Amazon MGM project.
They'd be putting this kid to work.
Putting this kid to work early.
Putting this kid to work. Go to work, kid.
Get some residuals.
And make some money.
And, of course, your favorite one.
Buy your own diapers.
Hilton Casting is doing divorce court. right? So you just sit there and watch the show and get paid for it.
Yep.
And, of course, those are in front of the camera ones. I walk you through how to find the behind-the-camera jobs right after that last one, starting at Georgia.org.
Okay.
The voiceover connections.
All right.
Bill Seller in Atlanta Voiceover Studio, how to submit yourself, and a list of the casting directors, which I always say, you go to their social media pages between our shows and just see what they're posting. Yes, it is slow right now. Yes, a lot of them are not jumping on the projects that were supposed to be available, so they're doing commercials. And they pay pretty good, too.
That's true.
So
that's true.
You want to, like I said, go to their pages.
Did you keep the stuff about Mr. Perry's doing? That he's been doing something with the people?
April 11th.
Okay, yeah.
Is the,
I knew you wanted
Tyler
to
Perry
that.
Is, and you can go to their website. I drive people to tylerperry.com or one of his many websites, but he has an intern program going on right now that if you are in college, you are taking classes that prepare you for getting into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the breakdowns on there. They are giving you a job this summer.
Yeah.
And I mean a good one.
Yeah.
And now they say an intern program, but if they're paying you, it's like a job, right?
It's true.
Okay.
True.
That's the way I look at it. But again, I think the registration deadline is April 11th.
Okay.
So you want to go
up,
check it out.
It's coming up soon, right?
Yes.
Coming up very soon. That'd be great to get be a part of that for young people. Talk about that. If you're in school and you get a chance to be a part of that, it's remarkable. I know Georgia State has programs that are not very long programs, but then get you prepared to work, you know, in different areas of the film industry.
You know, can I just say something because you brought up his name?
Okay.
Have I been obnoxious about this current blessing that I have? Because I've always done, since we've been doing the show, when I've been a part of a project, I mention it maybe once, and then I shut up because I don't want to be that person. Have I been good
about
that?
No, man, you've just been talking about it and then filling us in on it. I think it's been great. Noel, what you think? Has he been obnoxious?
No, not at all.
Okay. So now I can plug it. I can drive people there to watch it because it's on Netflix right now. But I didn't tell a story that I got screamed at.
Okay.
I was actually getting my prednisone, you know, at the drugstore, and I was talking to the pharmacist who I've known for decades, right? So then she asked me about the show. In the meantime, this other pharmacist or woman was working, and she was talking to somebody else, and they heard her bring up the show, and she said to the woman she was talking to, "Oh, I love that show. I can't stand so-." And then she started naming characters,
okay,
and people she liked and didn't like, and I went, so I just sat there, and the woman, the pharmacist, was looking at me, going to see if I was going to say something.
Right.
And I was choosing my words. I'm not going to say exactly what I said. You see that woman hanging out? She's going to jump off the balcony, Sam. I'm not kidding you. Behind you.
Where?
Behind you. Look out the window.
No, nobody jumping up no balcony.
It looks like she's hanging out there. Anyway, I said, well, what about that? What about that blankety blank Uncle So and So butler that's on that show? That's what I said, right? I said that. I said that to her. I said, well, what about that so-and-so blankety-blank butler? I can't stand him. And she went, well, he's kind of – and she looked at me, and it was if she – it was like Dorothy coming out of her cabin into Oz, and she went, ah, and screamed at me right there. Now, my friend who's the pharmacist started laughing.
Yep.
And she goes, I told you about Greg. I've been telling you about Greg. He'll put you in a movie. So she went, oh, my God, you're in that show? And then she started rattling off questions.
Yeah, there we go.
But
there
that
we
was
go,
the first time I was screamed at.
You just upset the whole drugstore. Everybody's in there minding their own business.
It actually wasn't that packed time there, you know. But that's why I said what I said. It was something. She teed it up.
Yep.
So I had to say something to her that she didn't expect. And then when she looked at me, it was that second of.
Yep.
It's kind of the look I get all the time anyway.
You get that.
You've been there before.
Yep.
When they go, hey, this is my partner, Greg Clarkson. And they realize who I am and they look at me for a second, right?
Yep. They said, yeah.
Hey, we didn't know. Anyway, Noel, come on down here. How are you?
Pretty good.
I wanted to share this segment with you so we can go another minute or so because I wanted to just make sure you got whatever was eating you, because we don't have the 4 hours, we just have the 3 hours. So I like to dip a little bit into Noel's world. And I,
what new shoe did you have this
week?
You had a new shoe.
Oh, Sam, you just, oh man, you teed me up so well. So I saw an amazing ad last night, and it had Detective Olefin Tutuola.
Okay.
In the ad, that is Ice-T for those that do not know. That is Special Victims Unit Detective. No, Sergeant. I'm sorry, Sergeant now. Olefin
Tutuola. Really?
Yes, Olefin is a sergeant. And I'm just going to let y'all hear. I'm just going to let y'all hear this amazing ad that Adidas gave us. Let's take a listen.
Damn. That's messed up. You have to do them like that.
Yeah. Look, same traction marks, same hang time.
Same results. When they gonna learn?
I'm surprised he didn't break the rim.
I feel bad for the brother. He's gonna end up on some kid's wall. That's after the internet drags him through the mud.
Detective, you're gonna wanna see this. They found it in the locker room. It's still warm.
Light boost. Herringbone outsole. Generative support wing. They're mean looking too. Who would have such a ruthless disregard for the defense?
No one's safe. Even you, Unc. Believe that.
Okay, you perfect. Because I was getting worried there for a minute. Because that somebody might from sales give us a call, but you didn't mention any. You didn't mention any.
They didn't mention anything.
Okay,
they didn't mention anything.
Because you said something at the beginning. I just want to make sure because I don't want you getting a call later.
Did you know this spot was coming? Or did you
I had no
on
idea. Yep. It just popped up on my phone.
Okay.
And
so they took the
Ice-T got dunked on by Anthony Edwards.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was a crime scene.
Right,
they were investigating a dunk.
Okay.
And they found the weapon, the shoe that was left behind. It was still warm in the locker room.
Okay.
And,
nice.
I just want to make sure, because, you know, we didn't run something, and then all of a sudden I got David.
No, that
was cool.
That's
though.
A very nice concept.
That
was like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, because they do that other commercial. So.
Yeah, they do a great job of letting Anthony be Anthony and running with, you know, his attitude and his vibrato. And that was just a nice touch, excellently done. And I'm sorry you had to get dunked on, huh?
Very nice. That was great.
I think it was something, you know what, just something. I said, let's see if you got something with shoes. And I didn't know you had that.
That's an easy one.
Look at you.
Sugar Ray Leonard be Marvelous Marvin Hagler on this date.
I went to do a story when Leonard was training for that fight in Hilton Head. I went down and spent a couple of nights, and woke up early in the morning with him running on the beach. And it was a family operation because his brother was training with him, and his father cooked. Sugar Ray Leonard's dad, throughout his pro career, boxing career, his father prepared his meals when he was training. So it was okay. Cool to get there and get a look at that. It was a family operation.
I knew if I mentioned that thing, you'd have a story, something like that. That was great.
That was one interview that I got flustered on. I was, you know, when you're such a big fan of somebody.
Right.
Right? You know, and that, like you're down training and you got like a national network and somebody else in front of you. And he's working his way coming to you next. And once he gets to you, you're like sweating cannonballs. And he looks at you and he's like, you okay? That's my Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, place. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you were talking about,
but he couldn't have been nicer. He
oh,
couldn't
I'm
have
sure
been nicer.
He was. I'm
you know.
I'm sure
you know. Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't have been nicer.
I didn't know. So when I look back at that picture, Marvelous Marvin Hagler,
mm-hmm.
He looked like he could be Charlemagne the God's uncle.
Yeah. Oh.
He looked just. I mean, it's like that, and he got a little Damian Lillard in him too. But mm-hmm. He really looked like he could be in the Charlemagne family. When I saw that picture, Marvelous Marvin. Anyway, moving into this 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk more basketball. We have got the final set for tomorrow night, and Tim mm-hmm. Scarborough, who is in San Antonio, is going to join us next. But we're going to talk about our Braves. Home, got some home cooking.
Mm.
Worked out that first night, not so much last night, and hopefully they'll get today's game in. But let's talk a little baseball coming up. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.